have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four!
I didn't think you got me this good, but it feels good!
The Orange Crusher got a low! It's the Frank Williams Show!
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here, alongside Josh, Johnny, and Sam, as Illinois loses a heartbreaker in the Final Four here tonight in Indianapolis against UConn, 71-62. We are a couple hours removed from the game. The tears have dried a little bit. Hopefully the processing has begun a little bit. This is always the hardest episode of the year. It's always hard to introduce it, to start it. It's always hard to know what to talk about. Yeah, it was such a fucking awesome season, and it hurts to go out like this. So, it's fun. We're on Zoom right now, but I'm literally looking at the four of you right now in this big ass lobby here of the Marriott. So might as well have one more fun episode with the fellas here this evening. But yeah, shit.
Yeah, great season, but it really stings. It really, really hurts. I'm definitely tired of losing to this UConn team. Couldn't beat them in the Elite Eight in 2024. Couldn't beat them in the Final Four in 2026. Guess 2 years from now, we might have to play them in the national title. But it was a great season. Tough game. Down 14 with like 10 minutes left. We clawed our way back all the way to 4 points and then just couldn't make a few shots. Couldn't box out a few times. It just wasn't our night, and the balls kind of bounced in for UConn. They had the bank shot. They had the one that just went up off the rim and out of the backboard, and just not our night. It really stings. It was a great season, Josh.
Yeah, what a season. I like will never forget the memories that this team gave me. There was many times during the season that you just like you were questioning whether or not this team could make a run, and whatever voodoo magic gave us to get a 11 seed, then Houston, and then an 11 seed VCU, and then Houston, and then Iowa, a 9 seed, Johnny, to run into the boss saw that is Dan Hurley and his voodoo magic is just so heartbreaking. I really hope we have many freshmen that turn out to be Keaton Wagler at some point in our life. We get to go through that experience again, because that was the best thing. The best thing. I'm so grateful. Tyler Underwood made a call. Red Underwood didn't even see him play. He trusted his son. And we got to experience a season of what Keaton Wagler was. I'm going to be so excited come late June when his name gets drafted in the first 10 teams. And because the Bulls suck ass, I cannot wait to root for him for whatever team he ends up with. It could be the Bulls, whatever. But yeah, what a season. Grateful to go through it with you boys. What a ride.
Sam?
It's hard to have much. It was a really fun season. I'm like angry and annoyed right now. We're sitting in the hotel in four corners of a lobby. We didn't really plan for a loss. And yeah, I mean, it sucks losing in the Final Four. It sucks losing to UConn. But you just gotta, I mean, this is a sport where like you may just never win the national championship. So you just gotta like enjoy these seasons, because man, if you are waiting for a national championship, it's gonna be a long, long ride, as Robert Rosenthal can tell you. So just I enjoyed the season. The highs I think outweighed the lows. I'm very happy for Keaton. I think, you know, hopefully he gets a better shot in the NBA than Io did with the Bulls. And hopefully these guys come back next year. There are definitely a few guys on this team who could tear my heart out if they don't come back next year. So Hopefully this wasn't our last time seeing them.
Oh, man. I don't want to live in a world where David Mirkovic is not back on our team next year.
I don't want to, but after we lost the game and I was watching Merez warm up for Michigan, I was like, I was just like, I mean, I'm like straight up, fuck this. Like, fuck everything about it.
It's terrible. It's terrible. We're getting a nightmare national championship, but the points that you guys made about Keaton, I mean, it was so true. It was like an absolute dream season, but it also makes me think how hard it is going to be back to climb to get to the Final Four, because you basically had a unicorn on your team. And in an era where now you're basically trying to like construct a team with a salary cap, you got an All-American basically on like a vet on a rookie minimum contract, right? Like, we got incredibly, incredibly fortunate. I'm not going to say lucky, because Brad and Tyler found him and developed him. But at the same time, you can't expect to have this level of success with someone who's not making a ton of money in your roster every year. So it's going to be really hard to build a roster. On the flip side, we also invested some dollars that equated to essentially nothing from Encore production between Mihailo, who I'm assuming paid a decent amount, Ty Rogers, who we paid and then ultimately was injured. So hopefully there's some roster construction that you can do for next year. Build the team around David, build the team around other guys, but it's
Look,
tough.
It's tough. We'll talk about next season. Yeah. We have to take our medicine. We can't avoid this. We have to talk about tonight. We can break it down if you want. We can talk about how shots didn't fall. We can talk about how UConn looked like the better executed team. We can talk about how we picked a pretty piss poor night to have a piss poor shooting performance. I don't want to say the moment was too big, because I think that's lame and I think that's unfair. But we can talk about how that's a UConn team that has been there. We could talk about how that's a guy in Alex Caravan who's just playing his whatever Final Four game, and Danny Hurley who's just done this so many times, and a guy in Brad Underwood who's, you know, here for the first time. And the lights are really bright tonight. And yeah, we got to take our medicine. And UConn just, it felt like the run was coming, and I know the run came to 10-0, and it felt like, I know, Johnny, you talked at halftime, we're a second half team. You talked about it all tournament, plus so many in each of the second half, plus what, 11 or 16 against Iowa in the second half. And it just never came in the second half. The second half run just never fully materialized, and we couldn't withstand UConn. They just punched back.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they started off the game really hot, and we did punch back and take the lead for a minute there. And then once again, they just kind of extended it to by the first half being up 8. And then they went all the way up 14. We cut it to 4. We traded blows for a little bit. I mean, it was a 4-point game with a minute left, and they were shooting the ball and got an offensive rebound and then kicked it back out and hit a 3. And that was kind of it. But I mean, I don't doubt the heart of the team, the effort that those guys put in. It was just not our shooting night. And when you're in the Final Four, you got to make shots and you got to find different ways to win. And we couldn't stop them enough or make enough shots to will your way to victory. And I mean, there's videos of us just missing layups and close shots. And I mean, there are just some bounces that didn't go our way. I don't know how that one from Andre laid on the back of the rim and went everywhere except the hoop, but just that's what happens in the Final Four, I guess.
How the fuck does Hurley keep getting away with this? It's just remarkable. I know he's an incredible coach, but this tournament run that he's on this year is just incredible. How does he keep getting away with this?
I have a take, and I really don't like him, and I think he's the worst and he's so annoying. But first off, he was definitely like very like complimentary to our players in the handshake line, and then like I don't know, I thought it was like such sour apples booing him when he was like being interviewed. Like, just take your medicine. Like, why are you booing him? Because he beat us?
You're looking for any, I think you're looking for just any in that moment. You're just in shock, you're in awe, I think also it's partially probably Michigan and Arizona fans that are probably booing him
Maybe.
too
But
than
like he
Illinois.
feeds off of it. He feeds off of it. Like
Oh,
you
for
just gotta
sure. He loves it.
sit there and take just yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I mean it's hopefully we kind of like do what they did, which is like they iterated different teams to the point where like they pretty much have a totally different team now than they did 2 years ago when they won the national championship. So you just kind of like build a foundation, change pieces in and out, and hopefully keep something stable going.
You guys are really start trying to skirt the. We have to talk about the game
No, we
conversation,
can talk
really
about the
trying.
game. We can talk about the
No,
game.
I
You want to talk about
want
how they made 15 of 17 free throws? We could talk about it. You want to
to.
talk about
Oh,
how
Andre, in the
you want to
first
talk
half
about
with
how we
those
shot 23% from three? I
missing
know,
two
I
free
know.
throws there. You were a 80 whatever percent free throw shooter, and you missed two free throws. It's just missing a couple front end of the one and ones again, like.
And I mean, Tommy was 6 for 6 from the line, so like you kind of win some in the stats category and you lose some
I
in
know,
the
I
stats
know.
category.
Obviously, in losses, the things that are gonna
Right.
protrude out
The
at me are
big.
the things that feel unfair and that should have swung our way, and the bank threes and the Stojakovic shot that hung up there for 90 minutes and came off and out. Those are the things that that will probably leave me sick to my stomach for a long time.
We're at a loss for words. Josh, you're an emotional guy. Let's hear it.
No, it's really sad, and I mean we're recording as like I don't Maddie, I'm skirting the game. I'm skirting the game, but we're recording as Michigan is fucking putting on a beatdown towards Arizona, and it's just so frustrating that I would assume 90, I hope 95% of Illinois fans are rooting against Michigan at all times, and it's
Maybe you can
both outcomes you wanted to occur are going completely against
perfect.
us.
Maybe you can just watch this game and be like, thank God we didn't stick around until Tuesday to
Get
have the. I
murdered.
mean, that's such a loser mentality. That's a loser
No,
mentality.
no,
I'm just like
no, no.
hoping in the
That that's a
moment,
lose that's beyond
but
losing. It's so frustrating seeing things not go our way. And
yeah.
there's people to be happy that they win a championship for, and I definitely had friends in Indiana football, Maddie to be one of them, that I was excited for them.
Gotta
Get it in the last episode, right? Gotta get it in
Yeah, I
here.
had
Yeah.
to. But like, I have friends at Michigan, and there is zero like I'm happy you won the national championship like that I
You're
can.
acting like it's over. It's they.
No, but like, it's just we're
If they
2 days
do, if
away
they
from that
do.
potentially being a reality. For me, and I just can't have that happen. So I the thing is, I have to root for Dan Hurley now.
No one cares who we're rooting for in the national championship, or our friends rooting, or your friends' friends rooting for. They care about this loss in Illinois right now.
No, it's just like the frustration isn't over with this game, is what I'm trying to say. It's there's still a lot more to come, and I'm just so like upset that we're recording this episode on a fucking Saturday night versus a Monday night. I mean, yeah, the game sucked. Like the game, there was never at a point in the game where the favorite team was winning the game, and it's really
Incorrect. That's
yeah.
just not true.
We were winning.
That could not be a more
For
false
more than like
statement.
4 seconds. Sorry. Okay.
Again, got it.
We
Yeah.
hit our three to go up 19-18.
Saved
Sorry. We were up 19-18, and then they hit a three to go up
it.
22, 21-19. So,
We,
yeah, sure.
yeah, I mean, I don't know if I should say what I'm going to say, but I'm just going to say
Just
it from
say
that
it. It's a
terrible mood.
podcast. Who cares?
We went up 19-18, right? And weren't we down 18-9?
Yeah, I don't know if we went up 19-18. We're definitely up
It
like
was something
22,
around there,
21.
Johnny. Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever it was, we were down 18-9. You would have thought the student section just learned that they all got expelled from school. Like, I'm serious. At the TV break, they looked like they were just told that like campus burnt down while UConn student section is celebrating. Like, you got to have a
All
little more
seven of
resilience
them.
if you've watched this team, all seven of them. Just, I mean, this is a good embodiment of like the mood I'm in.
Our
I'm just not in a good
Orange
mood.
Crush hatred, if we're gonna call it that, travels even to the Final Four.
It,
If that's what we want to scapegoat this evening, that's
no,
fine. We're
I'm not
looking for
scapegoating it.
goats
Not
this
one bit.
evening.
Not
I'm not
one bit.
scapegoating it. I'm scapegoating what I would scapegoat is that they played better than us.
I mean, I agree with you, Sam, in that they were a bit uncharacteristically quiet, and there were certain points in the game where we did see a little hands on their shoulders or crossed arms, when it was like, guys, we're in the Final Four here. Let's get loud. That being said, I am 100% projecting my anger about the loss onto
The wrong people.
these 19-year-old
Yeah.
kids,
By the way, the
but.
front row did an unbelievable job
Yeah,
again.
front row did a great job, but the back was not really moving a whole lot.
Yeah.
But
What were you doing? Who was in the Orange Crush? There was some Zobah drama.
okay, we'll do the Orange Crush thing again in 7 months from now.
What do you want to talk about then, Manny?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we should. This is so sad.
We talk about like some of the good memories this year, or just like
Well, I guess speaking of that, I'm sure obviously if you're listening to this right now, you saw videos of what Indianapolis looked like. But maybe for those of you that weren't there today, can we kind of just like paint the picture of what the town was like, what the stadium was like, what the city was like this afternoon? Because there were times where you really did forget that Illinois wasn't playing in a home game. And I know that you're 2 hours away from Champaign. I know you're 3 hours away from Chicago. I know it's the first time in 20 years. I know UConn, they're here all the time. I know this is kind of they feel like this isn't their team, but it was awesome. Everywhere you go, the stadium, the restaurants, the bars. I mean, I'll just a little personal plug. It felt like if we saw 100 people that we knew, we saw 9 years of different fraternity brothers from our ages up and down. Like there was just so much Illini camaraderie here this evening, and I think that's part of what makes this loss so stunning is you just look around and you see so much orange and blue, and you're like, there's no way you can have a setup like this, an environment like this in Indy on Saturday night with 40,000, 50,000, however many thousand of your best orange and blue friends and lose. And I think that for me is part of the shock right now is feeling like we were all in this together, so many Illini fans. And I feel like we got Houston in Houston tonight.
yeah, I mean, you're totally
honestly,
right. And like you look back at the practice, right? And it was packed. And just the way that this fan base bought into this team and really went just all in to drive, to fly. I mean, we had friends who were in from New York or other cities, and it just stings. Sam.
it was so orange and blue that I had the thought that after we lost, like, I wonder what the stadium's going to look like on TV. Like, obviously, people are going to move up, and I'm sure there are some Illinois fans who stayed, but like, there were so many Illinois fans there that like, the other teams were almost like deprived of like a Final Four crowd, I feel like, which is awesome.
Yeah, and this is the most salty in the wounds thing that I can see right now. I took a peek at Ticketmaster for Monday night, and the amount that we paid for our seats in the 638 section, which was loud, definitely loud. No comments about any other sections in the stadium, is what you can get for like the second level for Monday night.
Damn.
So,
Right.
I could, it's just really sad that, I mean, I just feel for the UConn and Michigan fans. They don't get to experience a true Final Four with fans at it.
You don't have to worry about them. They'll be okay. They'll be okay.
I mean, I'm excited for Michigan fans. For some of them, their season starts on Monday, right?
Yeah.
Max.
How nice to wake up and just have a national title shot.
I don't know if that's like something that we want to play.
We're definitely not salty this evening. We're being very
I'm trying to think, like, do you think people listening to this are in a state of mind of like, man, like I want to reminisce on the season, or do you think people are gonna be listening to this like really angry and they're like, yeah, let's just like,
We could do a little bit of both. We should definitely talk about the
okay.
highs of the
Well,
season.
we have a great place to start at, like, while I was at a rest stop for sure on the way down from Chicago, I sent a tweet, please send random moments from this season. And there were a lot of good ones in there that I completely forgot.
All right, let's hear some.
Well, you guys give me your random moments.
I
Where does
mean,
the season start for you guys? Where does the season start?
where season start?
Where does it start?
At the first game?
That is a great usual place for it to start. Our friends at the Field House will say it started at the wine on the patio night. A great AI image was generated that night, of Brad and of Peja saying, hey, let Andre come to Illinois.
Wait, that was AI?
Oh, sorry. That was real. I would
I
I
actually don't
mean
know if I even knew that was AI or not.
really?
I don't know. It's just like a
All right.
blur. I probably learned it
Johnny.
was and like
All right.
forgot.
No,
All right, Johnny, name one.
Josh made an AI one and put it on a message board and people were loving
Oh,
it.
wait, but
Yeah.
was there a real picture of Peja at Brad's house?
No, I don't think
No,
so.
there's
Okay, so
none.
there's, all right. So you accidentally, like, you sent it so hard that you duped me.
He did dupe you. If I remember correctly, we played Jackson State in our first game. But I guess even the season started before that with the loudest game in David Mirkovich's life, the Illinois State exhibition game. Did we also play Eastern Illinois in an exhibition, or am I making that up? Or no. I think that was maybe last year we did Eastern Illinois. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we played Professor Hammond last year.
I don't know, you guys. I the season for me always starts. I think of my our sports season is between the start of Illinois football and the end of Illinois basketball. The season started on
Yeah.
August 29th, and we played Western Illinois this year. That's August 52-3. That's the start of my season right there. I feel like this kind of unofficially ends the end of our sports season here. And it's always why
It's
this episode is so
yeah.
hard, because it's like, all right, love summer, love the warm weather, love April through August, but now begin the 5 months where we think about what could have been, we think about what could have happened, or what we could have done better. And so I always think about going back to August and football season, enjoying it. And again, a kick-ass football season as well, and winning another bowl game, winning 9 games. That's what I go back to. I think my favorite moment of the season probably has to be Keaton scoring 46 on the road, Mackey Arena. That's his official coming out party. That's his, I'm going to be freshman All-American. I'm going to be second All-American team. I'm here. I'm the real deal. I don't care what number I was in the recruiting rankings. I don't care if my call dropped, Brad Underwood. I'm here, baby. And yeah, I think that was my favorite moment at the bar with all y'all. The big 3-0. Watched a guy go up a skyscraper after. That was
Not the Taipei skyscraper. That was an incredible. Oh my God.
I think that might have been at least regular season. Not including, I obviously like making the Final Four blows everything out of the water, but regular season, I think it's hard to top that.
That was so much fun. That was just Keaton was making shot after shot. We just made like four threes in the last 2, 3 minutes. It was so much fun and kind of unexpected. Like we were ranked at the time, probably what, like 15th or 11th or something like that. But we were not expecting to go into Mackey and just take care of business and beat a team that in Purdue that would end up going to the Elite Eight, Purdue team that was preseason number one. So could not agree more with you that, Maddie. I think another great one was a week later when we beat Nebraska in Nebraska. That entire January run was just special, and it ended up being topped by the Final Four run. But a clean month and just back-to-back weekends of getting top 10 road wins was special. I mean, this team was special. Even if the ending wasn't perfect, it was a very, very special team. That's top three Illini team of all time.
And that's the main thing. Like, this sucks so much right now. And it ends 89-05-26. That's what I'll say to myself until the next one. It's 89-05-26. And I don't know. There's so many good memories from the season. I'm just very thankful, like I said at the start, for just having Keaton be Keaton. But David's whole personality, I'm just gonna give the floor towards my resident David impersonator, Sam, who's really good at this. So Sam, if you had to go search for a movie on any website to see like what its score is, where would you search that score?
You know what the time movie is? Interstellar, IMDb, top rated.
There we go. Had to get one more.
Interstellar. What was the other one?
Truman Air. Show.
Truman Show.
Sounds like Air Bud?
Yeah.
What? Oh my God, he was so entertaining this year. I think he was. We had obviously so many. If you haven't been following the team this year, a lot of Balkan European players coming over, and it's so fun to go from knowing next to nothing about like half a dozen of these guys, and watching them grow as basketball players, kind of watching them grow as young men, and becoming fans of them and having favorites and having favorite moments. Like, say what you want about the NIL era with a lot of overlap. I've had so much, or not, I should say, a lot of overlap and returning production often. I had so much fun this year of just having a ton of newcomers come in and getting to just learn more about a bunch of new Illinois basketball players. So that was a highlight this year too, was the Balkan boys. And just, yeah, thanks, David.
We even got a Bilic bump mid-season.
We did not get a Bilic bump. Maybe we'll get a Bilic bump next season. Or a Mihailo mump. You're gonna want to get tested for that. It's
gonna be so interesting next year if we bring in another guy from one of the Balkans. Like, our expectations are gonna be so high after you started with Tommy, then you had David. Obviously, like, Mihailo is kind of a disappointment from an on-court production standpoint, but like, we've been consistently getting good dudes, so I'm interested to see what Rad and Co. do. I don't know about you guys. I think I'm still in denial in the grieving phase, right?
Like, yeah, I don't think it hit you, Johnny. I think it hit me really, really immediately. I think Johnny and Josh kind of hugged it out. I don't think it hit him that quickly. I wish you guys a very quick healing phase, because let me tell you, it's not fun right now.
It's gonna be, the depression is gonna be a tough one. That's gonna be just like a week of, wow, we got all the way to the Final Four and we just couldn't do it. And just the, like, it still hasn't hit me yet that we're never gonna get to watch Keaton Wagler play another minute at Illinois. That, I know it's a good thing, but it's really sad too. It's tough to see, to like close the book on this team.
Yes, Johnny, I'm with you. Like, we're going to be sad, but also this is like, we said it a couple weeks ago, like we said, Sweet 16, and we're raising a banner next year for the Final Four. It's an unimpeachable, like you said, accomplishment. I know it sucks so hard tonight, but I think as you look back on this season, and you are not able to do this with every Illinois basketball season, at least that we've been doing this podcast, I would say this season and the Elite Eight season are the two seasons that we can look back on and say that was a successful season in which you outplayed your expectations. And as much as it sucks right now, I do think that eventually when the dust settles, it'll feel pretty good. I don't think you could say that last year. Couldn't say that when you lost to Loyola. Couldn't say that when you lost to Eric Musselman. Couldn't say that, you know, in 2020 when we didn't have a tournament. This is one of 2 years in the last six or seven where you can actually say, hey, this was a successful season.
Agreed. Agreed. It's a great point, Maddie. The dust will settle, and we'll remember this team as a Final Four team, as a team that went 15-5 in the Big Ten and accomplished a lot of stuff and ended that 21-year drought. So I'm excited for the eventual memories of being so proud of this team for making the Final Four. And it's what we've talked about too. This is a very cruel tournament, and 67 teams leave unhappy. But at the end of the day, we can hang our hat on the fact that we accomplished something incredibly impressive in a Final Four. And I think to contextualize it too, like in the last 6 years, we have cut nets down four times, right? In 2021, we won the Big Ten tournament and cut nets down. And that was a great season because you went 16-4 and you won the Big Ten, and the Loyola loss was terrible. But honestly, making a Final Four, it doesn't hurt quite as much now because we kind of eventually got to where that team was trying to go. So you cut nets down in 2021, you cut nets down in 2022 when you won a Big Ten title, a regular season title. And then in 2024, you cut nets down when you won another Big Ten title and made it all the way to the Elite Eight. And then 2026, the best net cut down with the Final Four, even though Dovid Mirkovic didn't know how to cut a net
More of a
down.
net pull,
I was
more of a
going to say,
pull
in
down.
2026, you pulled the net down.
But it's been a great season and really an awesome 6 years that now we can really look back and say, wow, we've done a lot of great stuff from a place of being in a really tough spot. And I loved the Brad Underwood interview after the game, right? Where he's holding back tears. And it honestly makes me really admire him and appreciate him that he was so emotional because it matters so much to him.
I'm gonna do the recency bias thing, but I think this might have been like his favorite team to coach. I think he maybe had the most fun. And obviously, I think it's easy to say it's your most favorite team when you make the Final Four and you take it the farthest, but I think he had so much fun with these dudes. I think again, he leaned into the whole orange jumpsuit thing back in the fall. I think he leaned into going to Europe and getting these guys. I think he leaned into doing whatever he needed to do to win. And I think for himself, when he puts his head on the pillow and starts to reflect on this, I think it validates a lot of the work that he put into and trying to recruit these guys. So I think behind closed doors, or maybe not behind closed doors, I think very loudly, he would probably tell you that this is as much fun as he's had coaching a team ever with the personality of these guys.
Have you thought about how much less he's reamed guys out this year than ever before? Like,
He softened up though. He has kind of softened up compared to like his remember his
you don't
first
think it's his
year.
team? No, maybe this team's done that to him. We
Maybe
saw
he's a
some
little
guys
soft.
today. We saw some guys today who, one or two who definitely got some reaming out in their time, some former players. It's
Oh man.
a lot has changed.
Johnny and I are doing a little piece for was it ABC7 News,
87.
and in the just the most kismet of timing, behind us walk Nana and Tracy and Alex Austin, Cameron Liss, and Kipper
Kipper.
Nichols.
That was mainly what I was kind of getting at with the reaming out.
Yeah, there we go. And I'm talking about how excited I am, and I'm talking about how excited I am that Johnny and I are talking about how exciting that it's been 20 years. And then behind me, I see this team, and I'm like, you guys got to understand, this is a team. And I'm like fumbling over my words. I'm like, we like didn't win any conference games, and Tracy tore his ACL twice, and these guys worked so hard for and set the foundation. And I think there was something so beautiful about that moment and getting those guys to see it. And even though some of them played for, John Gross, they were even before Brad Underwood, they absolutely played a hand in this. They played for Illinois in the last decade. So that was a beautiful moment. But yeah, maybe Brad's softened up a little bit in his last couple of years here as coach.
Probably a combination of him softening up and this team just maybe being more engaged and locked in. And like when you have really high IQ guys, you don't need to ream them out quite as much, right? Like Keaton was just a guy who knew where he was supposed to be and played really hard. And same with a few of those other dudes. So, I mean,
Ironically, he like reamed out his highest IQ guy, AJ Rudd, and
Yeah.
AJ Rudd
AJ Rudd. Hey, Brad said AJ
just
Rudd made one mistake in his 4 years, and that was
got
that shot. And shout out to Mihailo Petrovic for trying to find him again with that behind or between the legs pass.
the
It's tough. It's tough saying goodbye to Keaton. It's tough saying goodbye to Ben. He had a really
Oh.
kind of up and down couple of years, but really dependable this last season, and just turn himself into a great defender, great rebounder. And when we needed him tonight, he hit that three when we were completely dead, and he cut it from an 8-point game to a 5-point game. And it was, we asked for the one time and we got the one time, and just
Well,
we
we
couldn't
needed
get the stops.
in the first half. We needed that if that 1-3 fell in the first half. I know his feet weren't set. That was. I know we said the one time of one times was already the one time he hit it earlier in the tournament. But if he had hit that three, if Jake had hit that three at the start, now that Tommy three didn't go in as well. I mean, there are just some shots that I am never going to live down tonight. And I know for a non-X's and O's basketball guy like myself, all jokes aside, that's what I'm like, oh, it feels like it comes down to shots. I know it doesn't come down to just that. I know it comes down to so much more. And I know advanced analytical guys could break down 155 re other reasons why UConn won and Illinois didn't. But I feel like when I close my eyes, I think about this game, I'm going to think about a couple shots that just kind of rimmed the other way, a couple free throws that just rimmed the other way. And maybe you don't win it, but maybe you're in it at the end. Maybe there's a possession that decides it. Maybe there's a chance you put the ball in your best player's hands and it's a tie game or it's a 2-point game at the end instead of it being an 8-point game. I think that's what's going to eat at me the most.
No, there was two times that like we missed a three that like felt like it was gonna go in and right in our face, Caravan and someone else hit a three right. It was a 6-point swing that occurred and it just, I mean, that's basketball. Yeah, you're right. X's and O's guys will say something didn't happen here, something didn't happen there, like the whole matchup down low with Terrace Reed happened or whatever. And to be honest, who the fuck cares? Because like, I'm gonna point it at those shots that you're talking about, man.
Sometimes, yeah, like it is like kind of a simple game sometimes. Sometimes you just like don't make your shots.
Yeah, we
Yeah.
went 6 for 26 from three, which I think is 23%. If you went 9 for 26, which is like 34% your season average, those extra three made threes are 9 points, and that would have been a tie game and sent it to overtime. And we would have won in overtime because we're so due.
Because we're you.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's never that
We
simple though.
really like haven't like aside from Michigan, we haven't had many games this year where we've been like really behind and just like not able to scrap back into it. Which is
That
kind of
was that.
interesting.
That was that, Johnny. That was our Texas episode. Oh, like after Madison Square Garden 2.5 years ago with Brad. It's like Brad doesn't stay down and out ever. You have like that. We had the UConn Elite Eight game, but that earlier in the season, you have that Texas game, and or well, I guess it was the season before. Like Brad Underwood doesn't go down and go out without a fight, and that's what he showed tonight.
Yeah, that Texas game, that UCLA game too, like both of those were examples of the team charged all the way back. And I mean, we went on a 10-0 run. It just, we couldn't quite stranglehold them and get a couple more possessions. And even when we were down four, we just missed a couple of, like Tommy had a couple of opportunities where he was going up with his right and the floaters, and just, oh, the ball didn't go at the hoop. It hurts, man. It hurts.
Yeah.
And the way that I'll express my it hurts is if you're in our mentions, what I'll do is I'll call you a fucking loser if you yell at Brad. That's what I'll do. Because I've tweeted
Not
that at least.
salty. Not
No,
salty.
they're just fucking losers.
Oh, and we're not sitting in the lobby of the
We're in
Marriott
a lobby of a
Bonvoy
hotel room
in
at.
Carmel, Indiana at midnight, talking about how
It's 10. Oh my God,
some
12. It's like
kinesiology
11.
major who got free tickets to the game didn't yell loud enough. Yeah, no, we're definitely not the losers
Wait,
here. No,
that's gonna be
they're
real
fucking
good. Is
losers.
like in 15 years when Josh's kid is like in our mentions trolling his dad, and he just like gets in a fight
Yeah.
with him from the
That's
boardroom
when the
later.
podcast has to end for me.
Calling him
And no,
like
that's just like that's when we just have to like hand the torch to the next generation, I think.
calling him just whatever, like instead of an okay boomer, it's just like okay Gen Z. Like
Dad, you're wrong, you idiot.
Unk.
Unk, go back to watching TikToks, Unk.
Unk Dennis.
Oh man, yeah, this team, what's fun about this team is it we've gotten to travel Champaign, Vegas, Indianapolis. I mean, we've gotten to hit some pretty awesome spot. I mean Johnny's traveled more than anyone to watch this team over the last half decade. Boston, Greenville, and I mean you tell me
Omaha,
you're
Pittsburgh,
Omaha,
Omaha. Yeah.
Pittsburgh, you
I'm
tell
kind of
me
done with Indy
Austin.
though. Be between the last two
Yeah,
times I've been
you
here
must.
was the Loyola loss and the UConn loss. It hurts. Josh, actually, our mentions have made me feel a little bit better because one of the tweets I think you had at halftime was like 20 minutes for the rest of your lives, sort of thing. And just some Northwestern fan just quote tweeted and said, "Update question mark." And it just reminded me like how lame that is, that they had a terrible season, didn't make the tournament, and they're taunting us for losing in the Final Four. Like, I think I replied back that Illinois had more wins in the last 3 weeks in the tournament than Northwestern's had in their 121-year history. And Chris Collins has been the coach at Northwestern for 13 years and still hasn't won in Champaign. So as much as tonight sucks, there's 363 college basketball teams and 359 of them wish they were here tonight. So it hurts, but this was an incredibly, incredibly successful season.
It was kind of funny, like, and sort of enjoyable, like seeing people in IU apparel and Purdue apparel. Like, it's like you're not in the Final Four, right? Like, you're so proud to like show everyone that you're a Purdue and IU fan, and it's like, okay, but. Like you go enjoy that pride, and we're gonna watch our team play in the Final Four.
Yeah.
Thanks for showing up.
It's when Drake dressed up as like he put the Kentucky sweats on, and it's like there's that meme. It's like bro think he's on the team. It's like
Yeah, bro.
bro think he's in
Congrats
the
on being
thinks
a
he's in the
Purdue
final
fan.
bro
That's
thinks he's in the
great for
final
you.
bro thinks he's in the Final Four. Yes. Let it it is so sad and painful tonight, but I'm trying to think about how spectacular it was that we made it this far. I'm trying to think about the caravan of people waiting at Willard last week, the 17,000 at the open practice, the 50,000 fans here, the banner that we're going to hang in State Farm Center next fall. Like the final, I know the championship, it's Illinois basketball, and the standard has to be winning a championship. And until we do, that's still going to be the standard. But again, this is why I like doing these end of season podcasts, because I feel like I can talk myself into a little bit of rationality. I mean, if I know for a fact, if you told me on August 29th when we kicked off against Western Illinois that that would be how our football season would be and this is how our basketball season would be, 100 out of 100 Illinois fans I think would take it. And I'm trying to not let that get in the way of how I'm feeling right now.
100 out of 100 Illinois fans would take it, except for the ones in our mention who Josh is, in our mention who Josh is currently taking care of. I opened Twitter. I thought Josh was just like speaking figuratively, and I opened Twitter and the first thing I see is you're a fucking
Oh God. Someone take this man's Twitter access.
To be honest, we opened up our account this weekend, so like to a few extras, so it could be anyone. It might not be me.
Oh, I think you
That's
unplugged your
true.
microphone and then perfect timing, honestly, because I can't imagine what you were going to say there.
It could have been anyone, but it's not like we were sitting by a professional rage baiter who
Oh my
was
God.
that was tough. I really had to hold Josh back there a little bit. There was a kid
We,
who was
yeah.
kind of like an influencer sort of thing. Him and his friends were, I don't know, taking videos of each other. And Josh, you want to explain it?
Yeah, this guy would after every shot change which shirt he was wearing, from a Yukon blue to an Illinois blue. It was the same shirt, just different shades. And it was like the Final Four merch that was really cool at the Fan Fest. But yeah, he kept changing it every single time there was a made or missed shot. And there were water bottles really close to being thrown. I undid the cap, but I'm grateful that my friend Johnny was next to me. And then as the buzzer sounds, I don't understand why people would stay in the stadium, but I ran straight down to get away from that person and just get away from any UConn person that got close to me, because I am confident in my emotions and strong individual. Right, Maddie?
I mean, you fell for the rage bait.
I fell for the rage bait.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's some like 17-year-old kid that
Who's a
like is just,
pussy?
and you're a father, and you're a fa over here, you're a father, and you're just like your kid. You do know that your kid is gonna be making this content in like 9 years from now.
Josh is like, I'm confident in who I am, and Maddie's like, nah, you got trolled.
Yeah, dude, I'm no better than you, but like I understand that they're
No,
like filming.
you were sitting right next to me, looking at this man changing his shirts, and you
He's a
somehow
kid. He's
made
not even a man. He's a child that you're getting upset at. He's a
yeah, pussy.
child that probably doesn't know how to spell Illinois, much less Connecticut, much less you.
I, to be honest, cannot spell Connecticut right now.
Right.
But
Okay.
that's because great time. Like
Connect, I cut.
it.
It's like B llama, B llama.
Your word is iridocyclitis. Have you guys seen that spelling bee? He's like, I know it, I know it.
Yes, I know it, I know it.
That's a classic right there. Maybe
We
instead
had
we should just become diehard Scripps Spelling Bee fans.
the influencer. We're sitting next to Amir Khan. We're in the third to last row of the stadium. Like, that's just, it was something. It was something.
That McNeese money must not have been as high this year.
Yeah,
McNeil.
he didn't get into the transfer portal to LSU. The fact that Will Wade is back at LSU, which is
Oh,
wild.
I think your microphone is unplugged, Josh. Can you guys hear
Really?
Josh?
Josh keeps giving me like the louder signal, and I just gave it to him, and he thought I was trolling him, but
Gonna
I
switch
don't
from.
care.
Oh, there he's back. I'm gonna take off this shirt and put on a different shirt and see if that gets a response out of him.
No, it's this is probably so much better, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I haven't had my headphones in
Just
Oh, you've just been talking into the computer.
into the computer. Well, yeah, I got trolled.
Should we
Whatever.
start over? Do we want to re-record it?
Yeah, one of those nights. Sorry to the listeners.
No, I
We
think it was doing okay. It was fine. Look,
no, we had a plan where one of our friends was staying at a
we planned
hotel
for we
right
planned
next
for a
to
win.
Lucas Oil. So we brought our good microphones and our SD card and the high level podcast audio
Which,
equipment.
Johnny, for the record, when was the last time we used that high level podcast equipment?
Yeah, maybe a year and a half
And
ago.
here's what I'm gonna say though. We are making some off-season adjustments. I can tell you right now for the listeners, we are making some off-season adjustments. The sound quality is gonna be a lot better. Our producer, shout out Ross, is gonna be hooking us up with some better equipment, some better quality. So the sound is gonna sound a lot
Wait,
better.
how is it going to be better? Just me wearing wired headphones? Like,
That's a start, to be honest. Just
aside from that, what steps are we taking?
surprise. It's secret. It's secret. It's secret.
Secret,
No,
secret.
I've been having some great conversations with Ross this week, and rest assured that the sound quality will be a lot better. So, yeah, just something to look forward to for next season, Sam. It's gonna sound amazing.
Our national championship year will have the best audio yet.
But yeah, unfortunately,
Oh.
Ross was, I don't know, more of like a mature adult and was like,
Yeah.
hey, I'm at the Final Four. I guess I'll stay for the second game. And we were all, I don't know, like we need to get the heck out of here. And
Wait, guys.
we got the fuck out of Lucas Oil Stadium.
So, babe, until before when, but I was a baby, hold me closer in the back. The
Guys,
Chainsmokers.
I forgot about something. I can't believe we didn't talk about this. The start of the season was the secret scrimmage, and we're staying in Todd Golden's hotel right now. Why
This
did we
is
not like
an all-time
congratulate?
blunder.
Why did we
This is
not
an all-time
congratulate
blunder.
him on the secret scrimmage? We're like, hey, nice going. Congrats on winning the secret scrimmage this year.
This is an all-time blunder. I don't think I'll ever live this down.
There's still a chance we'll see him, but
hang a banner.
He's on floor eight. He's on floor eight. Do we go?
Final four, huh? Look at us getting banners this year.
Todd.
It's 11:41 Eastern time right now, so we can just maybe knock on every room in the eighth floor and just see. Just say, hey, Todd.
You know what I mean, he would never like knock on someone's door and maybe just like kind of harass them.
And he would never. He would never. And
for more information, look up Todd Golden harassment.
We could say whatever we want right now, can't we?
You know what? You know what else? You know what David calls the secret scrimmage?
The scrimmage.
Secret scrimmage.
Secret scrimmage.
That's good.
David, what's the final score?
We got to get all the jokes out right now. We got to get all the jokes out.
It was only 36 hours ago that you were saying that we should have more episodes during the off-season.
No, I think we should. I'm saying this for last episode for a while, but I absolutely think we should maybe do some off-season episodes this year. I think there's maybe some thirst for it. I think the last couple of weeks have shown that, and certainly today, and chatting with so many Illini fans, I'm always reminded, but I'm always still equally surprised, but also not surprised and impressed at the size and strength of Illini Nation. It really is, like Josh Whitman said a decade ago, a sleeping giant. And I think this year it kind of woke a sleeping giant up a little bit more. So maybe we'll do a little off-season. We've done off-season, you know, such hits as Parent to the Pain. You've seen Sky episodes LL. Sky LL. You've seen a couple other off-season episodes, or so maybe we will. Because again, with the Balkan boys.
Oh no!
I meant to ask you guys this.
We all re-listened.
Can we still go on the Balkan trip this summer, guys?
Maddie, I've got good news for you.
What?
I listened back to that first episode, and we said if we make the Final Four, we're going to the Balkans.
Serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Seriously.
Are you serious?
I'm 100% serious.
Guys,
I think
the worst news I ever heard.
I think it goes to show us how big of an accomplishment the Final Four is and how much to us like that was still so difficult to potentially obtain.
Are you serious?
I'm 100% serious.
Guys.
I only listened to it for the front half of that episode to see if I had to bring my child onto this podcast right now.
Maddie, you got to listen to it, because not only did we talk about the Balkan trip, then we go into the draft, you pick Keaton Wagler, and you very sarcastically say, Keaton Wagler is best player ever, he's going to be a one and done, all this stuff.
Guys.
We got to keep saying stupid shit.
Okay, I'll go to North.
Something tells me I think we're going to be okay on that one.
We just got to keep doing episodes, basically.
Wait, guys, can we go? What if? Okay, we don't have to go this summer. I understand that some of us are busier than others.
I have an ideal date range. Do you guys want to hear it?
When's your ideal date range?
September 5th to 12th.
September 5th to 12th. Okay. I'm busy.
My wife said, if we're going on a Balkan trip, I have to give up a bachelor party, like as if this is an actual negotiation. And then I'm gonna be like to one of her friends, hey,
I'm looking
I can't
at Johnny's
go on your
face.
Bachelor party.
I'm looking at Johnny's face. He's like, wait, this is an actual negotiation.
What?
Johnny's taking this like this is a serious thing.
It is.
Right. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Sorry.
So
that's my fault.
I know I said it's going to go on your bachelor party, but we went back and listened to the pod. And it turns out we just said if we made the Final Four, we were going to go. I did not realize that.
Did you guys know this? Were you guys hiding this information from me?
No, Johnny was hiding it.
I realized it. Like, I listened to it like last night, I think, or 2 days ago. So, but
secret.
I kind of wanted to see if we made the national championship so then we could really do it, but
guys, we said we would go, and you're gonna
we're going. I think we can maybe elongate the time frame, because
I'm totally fine with that, but please put up, we're in the four corners right now. Can I see? We're in the, put up your pinkies. Let me see pinkies. Josh Josh, let me see your pinky.
I
Sam,
don't think I
pinky,
should have your
Johnny,
pinky.
What am I swearing at?
Pinky
What am I swearing
promise
to?
that we're going within the next half decade.
Yeah.
Oh, less than that, even.
Yeah, no,
I'll
no,
give you
I'm good
a
with
half
I'm good
decade.
with 5 years. I'm good with five
Half
years.
decade. Half decade. Half decade. You're pinky promising. I'm
What
making eye
is,
contact.
yeah. What is like the actual agenda gonna be? Like, are we gonna like
I don't think
go
we
to
have to
their
just to like
childhood
go to
homes?
their no, I think that well, is there like a tour for that? I think we can just have
I
fun
think we could
in like
organize one and
Croatia.
make lots of money with code Boardroom 15, 15% off the NIL store.
Does that also get you
Right now, 15
$15
minutes into the
off?
losing podcast, someone is like, I need to go buy a jacket
Does that give you 15% off
That jacket is timeless.
the David
It's kind of funny how
Mirkovic?
we're like, yeah, we're gonna do this Balkan trip because all these Illinois players played, and we're like, oh, we're like, yeah, we're not gonna go see them. We're just going to Croatia.
Well, maybe we could go with Jake Davis and Tomislav Ivicic
I know,
and
Matt. I
Jake
was thinking the
Ivicic.
same thing. Like,
Find a wife.
If
I'm
meet
Jake
Tommy's
Davisich
friends.
and Tommy, I'm like, this is weird. Like these guys just invited
Yeah.
themselves onto our. This is weird.
Why are these dudes who are 10 years older than us trying to hang out? But
Okay, so we're going on this trip.
oh, we're going on the trip. I can't wait. I'm very excited.
It's gonna be freaking awesome. I cannot believe that actually came true. That Johnny, that made me feel so much better because I think that absolutely does highlight what making a Final Four. Like
It felt so improbable. Yeah.
we talked about that like we were landing on the moon for the first time. Like if we
Yeah.
can just make the Final Four, we will spend thousands of dollars and go to small Montenegro in I mean
You got this. You got this.
Montenegro villages,
Montenegrin. Montenegrin.
Montenegrin villages. Okay, wordsmith. All of a sudden, now you're the
Good. Well, if you're gonna judge, I'm
imagine.
gonna judge.
Imagine like seeing a Brad coaching clinic in the Balkans. Like, how surreal would that be?
Oh,
Like,
what do you think Alex calls it?
someone think what?
Haha, our friend the last name Balkan. If I feel like if we went to it and we like explained our situation, he would just give us like the time of day. He'd be like so willing to talk with us because of how far and wide we traveled.
I think it would be profitable.
I hope it'd be profitable.
I think we would need to explain like five times what's happening to
To
Brad.
Brad? No, Brad
Yeah.
will
I
understand
think
at first go.
honestly, all we have to do, yeah, play the podcast clip and say, hey, this is from October of us saying, if we would make the Final Four, we're going to do a Balkan trip. He'd be like, I get it. Respect. Hey, I'll clip that and send it to both of your guys' wives. So there's no question that this is happening.
Whenever
All right. This
Brad
is your
needs,
permission slip. Yeah.
I'm very nervous about
take
tomorrow's car
it.
ride.
I think Josh, maybe what we should do is, hey Sydney, can we just listen to the first podcast of the year? You know, bring us back to where we were because we didn't think it was probable that we would have such a great season, and just hit play and see what happens.
Just give me the time frame and that's done. I think what has to happen is we have to have a wedding somewhere in Montenegro or Croatia from one of our very close friends.
Do you
Anyone
think
who
Tommy can
needs
find
no
me and Maddie a
anyone who
wife
needs
too? Yeah.
anyone who needs a wife.
I have no idea. I think we've got a friend that
Or
lives in Europe already, so I think he's probably the most likely to have a
okay, he
destination
just needs
wedding
to
there.
do like he just needs to do like an Iron
Or
Man there.
you could just cut the bullshit excuses and take an awesome Europe vacation with your friends because that sounds like the
I
most fun shit ever.
the fact that you just call that a bullshit excuse is just crazy, crazy, crazy.
You were prepared. Okay, time out. What we you were prepared to spend 5 nights in Indianapolis without your child. You can't spend like 9 nights abroad, like with your. That is just you're like half. This was gonna be like halfway of that trip if we stayed the entire weekend here if Illinois was playing in the national championship game. It's not that much longer.
No, we're going in the next 5 years, like you said.
You pinky promised on it.
I pinky promise.
That makes you feel a lot better, Johnny. I cannot believe that you I cannot believe I almost forgot to bring that up, and I cannot believe that those were the terms of agreement.
Like I was like counting the dollars I saved from this weekend, like not only like tickets and like hotel rooms, but I included the Balkan trip in the saved
Well,
cash.
now this money goes to that trip.
Yeah, I
Now
guess.
this money goes.
You know how we were talking about trying to make this an LLC?
Yeah.
do you think the Balkan trip fits into the hobby bucket or the trying to make a profit bucket?
We need our IP first.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be therapeutic.
It is therapeutic. I feel a lot. Again, I say this every day.
We just want a vacation.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they say. You're having a tough time, go on vacation. Boom, therapy.
That's a good point. That is what they say. All right,
do you know
boys.
The guy? Do you know that guy that goes like, "I'm going to travel to Rio de Janeiro. It's only a day trip away." And yeah, that's gonna be me and anyone who has the capital of Montenegro.
You're being such a Debbie Downer about this trip. That's such a bummer. That's crazy.
I'm not. I promise.
It's crazy. You're going to spend 5 days in India. You can't spend like a week abroad in Europe.
It was like 4 nights.
It's a long time in Indianapolis.
I saw as much as I needed to tonight. Tin Roof was a lot of fun. Shout out Larry Geese.
Yeah, Josh locked in for that Larry Geese interview. I could not believe. I was like, is this an AI? Like, did someone swap Josh out? He locked in on that AJ Red question right there. That was well done, Josh.
I was like, I know I sound drunk right now. I was like way more drunk during that interview.
great work. Tin Roof looked like a lot of fun. Maddie, Sam, and I waited for about 40 minutes but couldn't get in. I was saying to Maddie earlier, like the Final Four is a lot for the players in a sense of like, you need to be ready for everything else that comes along with it, right? Like you got all this extra media and you're playing in a football stadium without the great views and the sidelines. And it's hard to fully prepare for it until you're there. Maddie, Sam, and I also just, we were first time participants at the Final Four. Okay. Like we had some issues on our car ride down. Then we were in a long line in the fan fest and at the bar and a long line at lunch. Like, Next Final Four, we're going to be ready. No rookie mistakes made, but
yeah, the moment was too big. Look, I was celebrating all week. I think the moment was just a little too big for us. So I think next time we can't just be happy to be here. And should we make an agreement already for next season? Because obviously, again, we're going to the Balkans now. If we make the Final Four next season, are you guys already ready to cash in on some sort of decision or bet or something? What do you guys want to do next year if we make the Final Four? A lot of good ideas.
It's hard because I feel like we should make that proclamation like the first episode of next year, like we did last time.
You gotta feel it out. Yeah.
And the Balkan trip was reflective of the team, so we don't know next year's roster quite yet. What's your idea, Sam?
I was going to say, just like for kind of like financial sake, maybe we're like, we go to Ethan Brown's hometown or something. Like
Shawnee, Kansas is great this time of year.
How do they have direct flights to Shawnee?
Shawnee's like a suburb of Kansas City.
It was joke.
Oh, it was joke.
Shawnee, are you guys flying into Shawnee International?
Yeah, Shawnee Regional.
Wait, where's Ethan Brown from, Johnny?
It might be like Rollins, Missouri, somewhere in Missouri.
I think it was Rolla. As in like we're gonna roll up
these pediatric roll up this is a little private equity joke.
We're about to go down a bad
path. We like to sometimes just joke around. But please, Larry, if you are listening to this, speaking of which, please
roll up our podcast.
But hey, remember, if they're listening this far, they kind of signed up for it.
Sam's last self-deprecating. Yeah.
We should all do
year.
One last close out. Maddie, you can end it, or Johnny probably should. Whatever.
Look, like I said last week on the Final Four episode, when I signed on to be a fan of this team, it was a no-brainer. And I don't care what you throw at me. I don't care how painful a night like tonight is. I'm in for life. This season has been so much fucking fun. It's been such a blast to hang out with you boys. We did like 30 episodes this year, by the way, guys. This was the most episodes we did. This was so much fun. So yeah, I just want to reaffirm my love for the orange and blue that you can kick us, but we can't stay down as Illinois fans. We're resilient. You bet your ass. A couple months from now, we'll start thinking about football again. We'll start thinking about basketball again. So when the dust settles, I think I'll be pretty happy with this season. But no matter what happens, I'm back for the next year.
And when we eventually do win a national title, and it will happen in our lifetimes, we will look back and remember that UConn loss. And it hurt at the time, but we'll think to ourselves it was all worth it, just like how we had that feeling a week ago when we made the Final Four. So I know they say it's kind of like unconditional love as a fan through thick and thin. I don't know, thick versus thin. We've had a lot of good moments here in Illinois basketball recently, and we got to be there for the tough ones. And this has been an awesome season. I don't know, with everyone in Illini Nation, with everyone who listens to this podcast, thank you so much for the support with the three of you guys. It's just such a great thing for us to really like just be a part of our lives and keep us all together. So it's been a special year, and I'm really looking forward to the next one.
Couldn't agree more. I can't wait to. Well, first, I'm thankful for all three of you. I'm thankful for Dean, thanking for David, thanking for Kylan, Andre, the entire team. Thankful for all of them. Brad, I love you through thick and thin, no matter how profitable it gets. But the main thing for me this year is we got to the point in which I've dreamt for a very long time, and that is a Final Four. It is not the happiest dream, but it is close, very close to it, and I just can't wait to tell my son, who was here for the last year since our last game that we lost in the tournament, about the season, because I know that he will be able to. I can't wait to celebrate with him when we eventually knock down that mountaintop.
Sam.
Maybe he'll be like one of those Patriots fans where he was like, oh, you guys lost in the Final Four of the year I was born. That sucks.
That'd be very
But
cool.
I don't have much else to add. I tweeted a picture of four of the Balkan Fives, and I think it was Jake Davisich. So five of the Balkan Five. And I said I'd rather support them losing than support anyone else winning 100 out of 100 times. Saw a former Illini transfer warming up after we lost. Still felt that way. And Brad, we trust. And just excited for the future. But it was a fun year.
It was a fun year. Six seasons down, boys. Our yearly thank you to everyone for listening. Our yearly thank you to Robert for letting us do this fun little thing. If you are still listening, feel free to, like the
Bingo,
podcast.
bingo.
I think, yeah, no, I'm serious. I guess if you're listening, give us a like. Is that a thing? Subscribe. Tell a buddy about it. I don't know. However, if you want to support the pod, we really do just do this for fun, and I'm fine doing this for fun because it is so much fun. But we always want feedback. We always want support. We want to keep doing this if y'all want us to keep doing this. So, season six.
And if you're ever at Findlay Dunn's or an Illini game and recognize us or see us, come say hi. Please do.
Yeah.
I hope that we can be approachable, and we would love to talk ball with anyone. So
Maybe we'll run
love,
into you
love,
at
love
Finley Dunn's. We'll run into you at the NIL store, where you can use
that.
promo code BOARDROOM15. We're all around town.
We're all around town anyway.
We're at Lenny's Auto, where if you use code BOARDROOM, you can take 10% off there. And if you're at let's see, Marty's Mexican, you can't. No, I'm kidding.
And we haven't sold out that hard quite yet, have we?
Yet.
No, nonsense, nonsense.
This is our final 4 year of selling out, but we still need to win a championship.
Well, maybe that's our agreement. When we win a championship, that's our thing. Then we sell out when we win a championship.
Yeah.
That's our agreement
The
for next
Larry
year.
Geese boardroom. The Larry Geese boardroom.
Brought to you by oil. Just oil. Just straight up oil.
Oil and shit, huh?
Oil. Shit. That was fun, boys. That was a lot of fun. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to this episode, to this season of The Boardroom. We will catch you next season on The Boardroom. ILL.